Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the New Jersey High School Report. I'm your host, Ron Fitch. Today, I have NJ Hoops, Orlando Cameron on, and the North Star Ledger writer, high school writer, Jeremy Schneider. We're going to talk about all the big games going on today and all the big matchups. And this is like the NCAA tournament. We talk about March Madness, but now this is February Madness when it comes to conference tournament, then the state tournament. So it's going to be a lot of fun coming up. Let's see. I think we have. Hello, this is Orlando.
Hey, what's going on, Ron?
What's up? Really, today, this show, I really could call the show the Orlando Cameron Report, because it's really all
about
Bergen County, a little about Hudson.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get the ball. And today for this show, you're Steph Curry. And
I got
Jeremy Schneider, he's gonna call in. So you are that guy. Or like last night, Damian Lillard, but you're that dude today, man.
If I'm Steph Curry, man, I gotta go deep.
You gotta go deep. I mean, it is all about Bergen County, but I want to talk about the Ramapo-Pascack Hills upset, and I just watched the highlights. It seemed like they just had a couple of sloppy moments that cost them, and Pascack Hills looked like they were on a whole mission.
Pascack Hills is a relentless team. Ramapo plays the same way, but what happened is they got a little sloppy at the end. And I think they kind of underestimated Pascack Hills. Pascack Hills will not stop coming. They have two great players when it comes to Evan Schumer and the kid Guillemain, the kid that made the steal, the kid Nick Guillemain Jr. He made the steal late to put them ahead, but they never stopped playing. I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit. You know, you can't take nothing away from Ramapo. You just have to give Pascack Hills credit for keeping coming hard at him and never stopping.
Oh, definitely. Now we have Jeremy Schneider on board. Jeremy, we're talking about Bergen County basketball. And, Jeremy, who do you think is going to come out of the Bergen County Jamboree and win it?
I have a feeling about Bosco. You know, I thought they were the best team in the Big North to start the year, and there's a lot of craziness, but they really have a solid resume and a very good point guard in Brandon Anderson who can kind of steer the ship for them even when things are going bad. Nothing would surprise me at this point considering how wild the conference has been and how wild the county tournament has been, but I think Bosco has the edge, though. You know, St. Joe's Montvale has clearly shown that they can shake off bad losses and bounce back with big wins. But I really think that Bergen might be the second-best county in the state this year behind Union.
Yes. And you can make a case that they actually deeper. I think Union's top teams are so good. But Bergen
is deep because
look at Hackensack upset Ramapo the other day.
That's a good point. Union County, though, I think that Bergen might be a tad deeper. I think that Bergen, the level of play is just so, so elite in Union. You're talking about maybe the best county in the country. But I see what you mean. And it's after there is a drop off after Linden, I'd say those top. You have the top three of Pats, RC, and Linden, and then Union Catholic.
You know what? I like Union Catholic. I like what I saw to St. Mary's against Gill. Westfield is improved, and then that's where it's a little drop off. Plainfield's young. Plainfield's good. Next year, I think they're going to be a lot better. So that's youth. That's the only reason.
We've been saying that for a while about them, though. I like the new coach there, Coach Milt Gaylord. But
I love him.
He's great. But Plainfield, it's one thing is they're one of the most talented regions in the state, but they get poached by all the non-public. But, it just seems like they haven't been able to get it together for a few years. And Jeff Lebrusky is an excellent coach who was there, for a long time, took them to the TSC final, and now he's at Rahway doing a great job. Plainfield's one of those mystery areas, it's like, why aren't things better here? But I agree that the future is probably bright.
Yeah. And Orlando, what about T-Mac? You think they could make a run in Group 3?
Well, I think Jeremy's right in the fact that maybe Don Bosco has been the most consistent team. But I actually have T-Mac as the favorite to win it now. And that's because of
to win the Bourbon Jamboree.
Pascal Hill plays St. Jones, and Don Bosco has to see T-Mac tomorrow. Now they played once before Don Bosco won, but they played without the services of Juwan Daniels. And Juwan Daniels has established himself as the best player in Bergen County right now. That's how well he's been playing. So I kind of have a slight edge to T-Net now. They got the kid Nick Whitaker back. He had a hand injury, and they're kind of fully loaded. They're fully loaded right now. So I really think that game probably is going to tell me who's the champion this year, and I feel like T-Net has got a slight edge.
Wow. And you know what? They have a history of just making a run and pulling off upset in the Bergen Jamboree. That's kind of their M.O.
Well, Don Bosco, besides this year, has always struggled beating T-Net. But they won this year, and I think a lot of the factor was because the kid Daniels didn't play. And look, Don Bosco over the years has struggled against them. And with the wide court, the quicker players, you know, they have the kids of Quez James. They have a nice little nucleus when they have that, the kid junior Adrian Bopham. They have a kid, the senior Gianni Brandon Bannerman. They are pretty good right now. They're playing at a high level, and I really believe the game is going to go down to the wire, but I think somehow Tina's going to pull it off.
Wow, okay. You, like I said, you have been in that region. It's been a good year for Bergen, and then you have Hudson Catholic. Now, Jeremy, I want to talk about the Union County tournament. Now, I want to know what St. Pat's plays Plainfield today. What time do they play and where?
I can take a look for it right now. I'm actually looking at the schedule.
Because I'm looking at – I get different opinions. I'm kind of supposed to cover the game.
All right. I got it from the source. Patrick School, Plainfield, 145 at Roseau Catholic High School.
Yeah. All right. That's beautiful. So everybody knows – that's 145. Now, that's a tough game for Plainfield. They, you know, they're improving, but not to that level because St. Pat's is just too big. It's just so big.
Yeah.
Wow. We're average-sized people. We stand up, and they're so tall, and they, you know, especially the big guy they have at center.
Richard, yeah. You're talking about Patrick School. You're talking about the most talented team in the state, in my opinion. Just up and down. Yeah, they have the most size. They have a college coach, and they have maybe the best point guard in the state in Bryce Aiken. You know, it's a discussion between him and TJ Gibbs. Patrick School, you know, you talk about the top three in the state. St. Anthony is, you know, the best coach. You have Bob Hurley. Patrick School is the most talented, and then Roseau Catholic. They just have the experience, even if they only have a couple of players from last year's team. It's a interesting conundrum.
You expect
Prep right there, too.
Definitely. You know, you expect RC to beat Union. So I want to talk about the best matchup, and that's Westfield versus Union Catholic. I think that's a game that everybody's going to be talking about. That's going to be one of the better games of the day.
Definitely. It's one of the best. You know, they've been two teams in the middle of Union County rankings trying to break into the upper echelon. They're both very talented, well-coached, but have been inconsistent at times. I think Union Catholic is just peaking at the right time. They have a player, Jordan Pierce. He's kind of a project as a center, but he's very, very talented, and you can tell that because Dean Hall's already offered him. George Pappas at the guard position, he's expanded. He's not just a shooter anymore. He can play some really good defense. He can distribute well. Mikey Watkins, young point guard, but doesn't play like a young point guard. He kind of plays like a vet. Westfield's really talented, and they've shot some people this year with some of their wins, and they did beat Union Catholic in overtime once. But
well, you know what? They have a Phil Colicchio disciple in Tom Mary, and they play. Yeah. They have Linden type principles, and they hard nosed defense, hustle, and that helps. You forgot one player, the kid Newell on Union Catholic is sneaky good.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's solid.
Yeah, he is. He's solid. A glue to their team. That's a good matchup. Now, Lyndon St. Mary's, the thing is, my beloved Tigers, the thing I am a little concerned about with Lyndon is normally, and Orlando would notice, they had Dobrice, they had Livingston, and they had Julius, three guys that penetrated to the basket constantly. They really only have one really quick guy, and that's Tavon Jones. The other guys are complementary parts who are really good shooters. Play, like Crawford's an old school kind of guy that can. He's not as quick, but he's crafty. But it's really the sum of the parts and the system, and they have to run everything. There's no margin of error when they play against the Louisville Catholics and Patrick's, and they usually hustle their way into those games because of the sheer defense and hustle they stay in. But for them, they have to make baskets. And St. Mary's is tricky, so they have to play good against St. Mary's to win too. But you understand what I'm saying, Orlando? That you have one guy that can penetrate, but the other guys are kind of complementary parts. Everything kind of has
right.
to work together.
Right. As well, you know, that's the one good thing about Colicchio. He seems to always figure it out during the year. Tavon Jones has stepped up tremendously this year. He's ready to become one of those elite players in the state. I think Khalid Crawford is pretty solid also. And they get stuff from Massimo, from Phelps.
Yeah.
And from Wayne Phelps. They get it from him. They're a little different than they've been the last few years because they've had, like, even though they were always considered, like, a little bit underrated and just hard workers, they've always had really, really good players. Livingston
really, really
took
good
the charge
players.
Of it last year. He took charge of it last year. The thing you want to see is who is going to be that guy for them in this, you know, in this type of situation for this season. And I think maybe Jones. It may be Jones.
You're right. You made a great point. I think there has to be one person that has that you don't know that's the star. You know Tavon Jones is there, and you know Crawford's going to give you points. Will Phelps is a big man, but he shoots threes. I think he's an X factor. If you can get something out of him, and then a little out of the rest of the team, because they play the defense, that's the key. But if you don't, and it's just Tavon at the end of the game, you're going to be in trouble against the Roseville Catholics or the St. Pat's of the world.
Yeah.
I don't think you're worried about Lyndon, man. I think Lyndon's the favorite in Group 4. I know Eastside can give him a run. I know Eastside is you know, a team that's really, really coming on strong. But, I mean,
they're getting better.
Honestly,
well, let me ask you something, Orlando. Where did Patterson Eastside come from? I didn't know if they were going to be good. What's going on over there? How did they get so hot?
Patterson Eastside, Juan Grimes is a very good coach, and
mm-hmm.
you know, he may be the most underrated coach in the state. Even though he's done a lot, he's a guy that you kind of sleep on. But every year he gets these guys. Like this year, you know, they lost the talent. They lost Shakur Houston. They lost Austin Johnson, and everybody thought they were going to be down. And in the beginning of the year, they did struggle. But the kid Nas Smith, the little point guard, he might be the county player of the year. That's how well he's played, the junior. And they've gotten a transfer in, the kid Lamar Johnson, a sophomore, who can knock down threes. And they play a nice little system that frustrates a lot of teams. Like they pull it out. You know, they're an Eastside team that can play fast and they can play slow. And they're getting better, and they're relentless defensively and on the boards. The kids,
you know what else, Orlando? I'm going to tell you something. And with public schools, if you're winning a state championship and you have that pedigree, it just seems like the kids the kids that are underneath the seniors, the freshmen, or the eighth graders see that. And they seem like they have a sense of pride to carry that tradition. That's why Lyndon always wins, because they see the Des Waves, and then they see Otis Livingston. So they carry that, and the kids know that there's a mantra that they have to carry, and there's a sense of pride. So that's why a lot of times you see the same teams winning because of the coaching, but also because the kids play with a certain amount of pride that they are ingrained in them.
That's a great point. But the thing about it is, like today, Kennedy actually plays – Patterson Kennedy plays Patterson East Side in the semis today at 1, and Wayne Hills and Wayne Valley play in the Passaic County tournament. Now, and, you know, for years, Passaic, Patterson East Side and Patterson Kennedy have been this big rivalry. But the rivalry is kind of falling off right now because East Side has won the last 13 straight. And that's you know what I mean? And that's tough, you know. So they play today, just the third time. They play Thursday and East Side won, and they play for the third time today. So we'll see what happens, you know, see if Kennedy could get off the schneid or what. But you know, people not kind of sleep. They're sleeping a little bit on this Wayne Hills team. They're pretty good. They became the number. They were the number one seed in St. County, and they have a chip on their shoulder because in all sincerity or all honesty, I don't think a lot of people saw them as that, even though they are a good team. And I think they've taken that and they've kind of rolled with it. You know, that's their mantra. It's like, we're number one. Nobody believes we're number one. So let's play in Chauvin. And they've done it. They played Wayne Valley today. Wayne Valley, they actually beat Wayne Valley Tuesday. I hate this where you play a team 3 and 4 days before you play.
That should be rescheduled.
I don't know. The schedule, you never know with the schedule. It kind of fell into that kind of thing this year, you know what I mean? So, but I'm interested in seeing these two games today later. I think it probably ends up being Wayne Hill and Patterson Eastside in the finals next week.
Nice. That's a contrast in style. That sounds cool. Now, I want to talk a little state basketball. I'm going to tell you a matchup I'm hoping for, fellas. In Group 3 is Chatham versus Ramapo. And, you know, I learned that Matt Lotka can shoot on Ramapo. That kid can shoot.
Ramapo is a whole body, though. You know, Matt Lotka is their best basketball player, without a doubt. But they constantly come at you. 10 deep, they come at you. And they you know, they have a football mentality where they get up in your chest, they work you out, they work you hard, and you kind of end up at the end, you just wear out and you succumb at the end, you know what I mean? But lately, I think Ramapo has gotten a little tired. Like, they you know what I mean? Like, they stretch themselves so far that it's kind of like now they came back a little bit. And I think that was part of what happened with them with Pascack Hills. Is they kind of started, you know, they took a little bit of break and a little breather to their game, and, you know, they got caught. Now, I think if they rejuvenate it, they're going to give Chatham all they want. You know what I mean?
Now, Jeremy, did you see Chatham versus Linden?
I did not, but my coworker Rich Greco did, and he was very, very impressed with Chatham.
Yeah,
got them in their top 20 for us.
Yep, and you know what, Jeremy? Kudos for Chatham. They could have just said, you know, let's go for an undefeated season, but they put Linden on the schedule, and that's going to help them be a little battle tested, knowing that they played one of the best teams in the state, decent, in a tough game. And now, when you go play and you advance and you run into a Ramapo, and that probably game would be an East Orange. Oh, heaven for the. But you know what? Now listen, Orlando. I never, ever, 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 ever sell Peanut short because, you know, like you said, they're getting their guys back, and they just have a history of making runs in the tournament.
Right. Now, Peanut is going to come be around. Believe me when I tell you they're going to be around, and they're probably going to shake up that whole group three, to tell you the truth. I think they're peaking at kind of the right time, and – you know, they have a very smart coach, Jerome Smart. He's very good with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
They listen to him. He deals with them in a way that they feel like they have responsibility to things. He puts it on them, and he sees that they respond. I mean, it's worked for them for years until they beat sort of Plainfield or Northeast Iowa. So. Now that they may not see those type teams this year, I think they still have an opportunity. This kid Juwan Daniels, I'm telling you, he has come from nowhere, and I believe he's probably the best player in that county, in that Bergen County right now. And, you know, I want to see how far he goes, you know. And with Jaquay James, like I said, they have a chance. They really have a big chance. And people are sleeping on him this year, which is, you know, usually is not what you get. Usually everybody talking about him. They're not talking about him quite as much.
I learned the hard way. You know, don't sleep on T-Neck, man. I think they're the favorite in Group 3. They have the experience.
Okay.
They have the coaching. Jaquay James is an animal when he wants to be. And,
right.
You know, Group 3 is good, but Joe T-Neck. I think Bosco's the favorite this weekend and on Friday, but
right.
I still think that it wouldn't surprise me to see T-Neck win the Jambo. Wouldn't surprise me to see them win Group 3. Wouldn't surprise me to see them give someone some trouble in the TSC. So.
Right.
But you know what, Jeremy? I just want to say the parochial B, South is the one of the best. Parochial A is great.
Oh,
yeah. The good thing is they don't play on the same day. So I know you're going to be all over the place because
think about it.
You could have Bergen County versus Seton Hall Prep, and if Hudson County could get past a really, really tough St. Joe's or Monville team, you could literally have Hudson County Bosco play and Bergen County Seton Hall play at the same day. And you got to sit there and decide where you want to go.
That would be tough. That would be really tough. Honestly, I think I'd probably go to Bosco Hudson Catholic.
Me too.
No doubt about it.
Me too.
I like Bergen Catholic a lot, but I think Seton Hall Prep is the best team in this bracket. I don't think that's a question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
I
agree. The guy that Orlando's been telling me about, Luther Muhammad. I have not seen him ever play.
He's great.
So
he's
explain
great.
Luther
Muhammad.
Luther Muhammad is a stud. I mean, pure and simple. He can do everything on the court, and with Javon Quinley, they're young. They're tough. I saw them play Lincoln in New York the other day, and they dismantled them. You know what I mean? And it was behind. Luther had like 26, and Javon had like 18 and 7 assists. And, you know, and with the kid Marion Williams and Taheem Burno, they're tough. They're tough. They really looked good the other day.
That's a Lincoln team that beat Roseville Catholic, so that says a lot.
Right.
Yeah, that says a lot. Could they do the unthinkable, beat St. Joe's and Montville, beat Bosco, and then beat probably Seton Hall Prep to get to the final? Could they do that?
I don't think it would be unthinkable. I definitely think it would be an upset because Seton Hall Prep is very, very good this year. But I don't think there's any reason to think they can't do it. They haven't lost since they lost to Patrick School back in December. They're playing really good basketball. Nick Marinello is probably on the short list of best coaches in the state, and they play ridiculous defense. They have maybe the best young 1-2 punch in Quinterly and Muhammad. Bringing in Lewis King next year will be even more dangerous. But for now, I mean, they're a TSC contender for sure, and that's a really tough bracket. And I think Seton Hall Prep showed us a lot against Gil St. Bernard's. I know Gil St. Bernard's has dropped off a bit, but that was still a big win. I like the Hawks a lot. I've been impressed every single time I've seen them this year, and I think they've played a tougher schedule this year, which will prepare them better for the state tournament.
Now, Jeremy, let me ask you: was that the best game you've seen Gil St. Bernard when we were at that Seton Hall? That was the best game I've seen Seton Hall Prep Gil St. Bernard, where Seton Hall Prep pulled out the game. Was that the best game you've seen this year?
That might have been the best game. That's definitely up there. I'd say. The second Roseville Catholic Pats meeting was really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be the only game that touches it. That was very intense. You know, Patrick School and Hudson Catholic was also a great game. That was a while ago. That was a really good game. But that showed us a lot about Seton Hall Prep. You know, TJ Gibbs didn't do anything for three quarters. And like the wily veteran he is, he never got shut out of the game. He still was making plays, even if he wasn't scoring. And then it took over in the fourth quarter. And there's a reason I have Seton Hall Prep. I have them ahead of Roseville Catholic in my poll because I think that they're. I mean, I had them in my midseason projections going to the TFC final and losing to St. Anthony. And that still wouldn't surprise me. They're very well coached. TJ Gibbs is the best player in the state. And he has an underrated crew of supporting players who don't know they're supporting players. So Well, I want to
talk to you guys about this here before I leave because we're running out of time. Jeremy, who's your player of the year for the regular season?
Gotta be Gibbs. I don't think there's any question. Aikens in the discussion. I don't think there's. I don't think it's much of a race. Ty Fowler's putting up great numbers, but the team doesn't have the success, you know, throughout the set.
Okay, Orlando, what about you?
I would say the same thing. I'd say probably T.J. Gibbs. But you have to check out Jagan Mosley a little bit also.
Mosley's
had a very strong year. He's had a very strong year. And St. Anthony's.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I said this is a regular season, and I want to do one more when the postseason comes. So I want to do two, a regular season like T.J. Gibbs and Jagan Mosley are definitely the two best. I have T.J. Gibbs, and I want to I talk about this guy when I saw him. I went to Rainy Prep, and I had a chance to talk to Scotty Lewis and Brian Antoine, and that is the future of New Jersey. Those freshmen are spectacular. And Lewis didn't have a great game against Freehold. They won. He did a lot of other things. He's a very good passer. He's just a freak of nature at about 6'6", long arms, can play like a senior. Have you guys seen this kid?
I have not, and I have heard about it.
My buddy Rich, who covers the store, has seen them several times. The hype is real. They're really, really talented. They're human highlight reels. They're also we haven't seen them against top competition yet. So I think that'll be the real test, and they're in a tough bracket. But yeah, that's the Randy, coached by former Maryland great Tyus Holden. They're definitely the future is bright down there, man. It's going to be crazy.
I talked to Todd Holden about the good old days when he played, so he enjoyed that. Listen, guys, these kids are the real, and they're very nice kids. They're very good guys, and that's a good thing.
That means a lot nowadays.
I got to let you guys go because we're all headed to different games. It was an awesome talk. You guys delivering as usual. You got to do
thanks
your
for having us, man.
Some job.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, those were my go-to guys. And, you do have to see Scotty Lewis and Brian Antoine are fantastic players. They're not ready yet, but by next year, and they don't really have a good team. By next year, Rainy Prep and Hudson Catholic and all your usual teams. But Rainy's going to be in there. And I just think that New Jersey's in good shape as far as the future. So until next Saturday, we'll be talking about the county championships. We're going to try to get Phil Colicchio on. I think Lindy can get to the final, so it'll be a nice chat. He should be preparing his team for the final if they do what they have to do, and I believe in the Linden Tigers. So next week, we'll definitely have a power-packed half hour.